Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Francis, that's C-E-S, woman, St. Francis Xavier Cabrini. How much do you know about her? Did you see what God did in her life? She was born in Italy and she desired to enter religious life, but she was refused because of her frail health. But she was given charge of an orphanage where she took private religious vows and gathered other women who were interested the way she was. And in 1880, she founded the Missionary Sisters of the Sacred Heart and accepted a call to the Italian immigrants of New York. She and her sisters founded orphanages and schools, paying the bills at first by begging from door to door. And Francis' mission took her to Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, New Orleans, and the West Coast. She finally collapsed in Chicago at the age of 67 as she was wrapping Christmas sweets for local school children. And she is actually, I don't know if you know this, she is the first U.S. citizen to be canonized. Think about that. So let's take a look at her and what she did. She wanted to serve the immigrants of America. She wanted to reach the stranger, the sick, and all those who were in need. And we can have all kinds of desires like that, but we never take the kind of steps she did when she was even in somewhat frail health. She did it. Hear, O kings, says the Book of Wisdom, and understand, learn, you magistrates of the earth's expanse. Hearken, you who are in power over the multitude and lorded over throngs of peoples, because authority was given you by the Lord and sovereignty by the Most High. Who shall probe your works and scrutinize your counsels? Because though you were ministers of his kingdom, you judged not rightly and did not keep the law nor walk according to the will of God. Terribly and swiftly shall he come against you, because judgment is stern for the exalted. For the lowly may be pardoned out of mercy, but the mighty shall be mightily put to the test. For the Lord of all shows no partiality, nor does he fear greatness, because he himself made the great as well as the small. He provides for all alike, but for those in power a rigorous scrutiny impends. To you, therefore, O princes, are my words addressed, that you may learn wisdom and that you may not sin. For those who keep the holy precepts, hallowed shall be found holy, and those learned in them will have ready a response. Desire, therefore, my words, says the Book of Wisdom, long for them, and you shall be instructed. Brothers and sisters, there's so many, many good commentaries out there. There's really very little excuse for us not to be reading and understanding more deeply what the Scripture says. Take books on the four Gospels first. Read them in the New Testament. What I was reading from is the Book of Wisdom. But look at the New Testament. Look at those readings and read something of them every day, a page or two, every day. What is it that God has asked of you? What does God want of you? Whether teaching munificence, whether it's, you know, reaching the children or high school students, whether it's reaching young adults or people who are elderly, you want to be prepared. I don't think, honestly, in human terms, there's nothing greater than a sold-out person who truly, genuinely is a disciple of Jesus Christ, who can touch the hearts and the lives of people. It's not just a job that we have. Oh, I have a job at the school, or I have a job at the parish here or there. You have a privilege of bringing people to Jesus. I really want you to think about that a little more. You have the privilege of bringing people to Jesus wherever you are. St. Francis Cabrini did it in her way, caring for the poor and the weak. She did that. She founded orphanages and schools, as I mentioned to you before. She did all those things. so that the work of God could be done. And we want to be ones that are able to do them. Brothers and sisters, we want to do God's will. Those who keep the holy precepts hallowed shall be found holy, and those learned in them will have ready a response. Desire therefore my words, long for them, and you shall be instructed. Long for them. Do you give time every day to read the Word of God? If you say, oh my gosh, I am so busy, I can't even think of it. You can get them on tape of some kind. You want to put them in the car. You could get CDs of them. That way you could do it. But I'll bet you can find 5 minutes. Start with 5, then 10, then 15. I probably read the scripture a good half hour at least a day. And I have to do that at some sacrifice. It isn't just that I have all this time. It's a sacrifice. But it's not anymore. It's a banquet for me. It's a banquet. He teaches me, and as he teaches me, he gives me the grace to carry it out. And that's what he wants to do with you. Gospel of Luke today, chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. And as he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. How about that? What would you do? Go on the other street, go across the road. As he was entering the village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voice, saying, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. They knew who to come to. They were rich in one sense. They knew who to come to. And when he saw them, he said, go, just go, show yourselves to the priests. And so they turned and went. They did what he said. And as they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. He fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God? And then he said to him, stand up and go. Your faith has saved you. Do you return to God to give you thanks when intense prayers maybe for months have been answered and you're rejoicing? Do you turn to him when you're in need? Do you ask him every day, increase my faith? This word is the living word of God. That means it has power. It has power to work in your heart, in your mind, your spirit, and change you. But it does mean taking time, and taking time daily. If you say, I just don't have any time, take 10 minutes, then 15, then a half hour. But do it. You won't be sorry. He will lead you in the way that he wants you to go. St. Francis Xavier Cabrini, who was born in Italy and she worked in the United States, as I said, for the Italian immigrants, she said this, I feel myself dying of love of you. It is a great sorrow for me, a slow martyrdom, not to be able to do more for you, O my Lord. Stretch every fiber of my being, dear Lord, that I may more easily fly toward you. Give me work to do that I may lead souls to your divine heart. Let me learn from you how to become a good missionary sister of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I intend to renew this prayer with every breath. Think of that. May I serve you faithfully, my Lord, and may I continue this service to the end with all the graces that my vocation offers me. May your spirit, O my God, which once breathed over the chaos of the earth, may it give life to all the powers of my soul and direct them to serve you according to your will. With total fidelity. That's a giving of your will. You lead me. Teach me. Doesn't mean that God's going to come down with the scroll. Doesn't mean that. But he will speak to you either through other people, speak to you through circumstances, or you may actually hear a word from the Lord. Always test it out. Always take it to a priest. Always check. Am I on the right track or am I being led on the wrong track? But listen. Learn to listen to the Lord. St. Frances Xavier said this at the end. She said, "Please, Lord, help me to see and know the work myself before I am tempted to call upon the sisters to undertake it." She wanted to be the one that would go in there first and see what was needed. They can point them out to her. And brothers and sisters, there are all kinds of people who point out to us day after day, this happened in my parish, or this happened in my home, or this happened among friends, or that. Is there any way you could help? Oh, I don't want to get involved in that. I don't have any time. Well, most of us don't have any time. We filled it up. We filled up the chart. And sometimes we can't, but we can all pray for them. But sometimes some of the things where I say, oh, I'm too busy, we're not really. We just don't want to take on anything more. He loves you. God loves you. He wants you to belong to him. And not just say, oh, yes, I'm a Catholic. To say, I belong to Jesus. I belong to the Lord of heaven and earth. He gives me my direction. I pay attention to the Psalms. I pray from the Scripture. As if you can, every day, take one of the readings or take the Gospel. Ponder it and say, is this alive in my life or not? What do I need to do to change? It's God. You can't do it yourself. But you can dispose yourself to receive the grace that he wants to give you. You can dispose yourself by reading the Scriptures, learning what you can from them, and then asking God to make that alive in your life. Take time every day. Help this to become a reality in me. It's not going to be like some, you know, big photo splash all of a sudden, you know, all the lights go on. It's not usually like that. It's usually very quiet. You just begin to see this little thing differently than you would have before. Or at least you include that it might be, the situation might be this or that. You ponder and you ask God, do you want me to do anything? And then you don't make of yourself a nuisance. You go to the person and say, I see you're having trouble walking, or how are you doing since your husband died or your wife died, or what can I do to be of help? You know, your neighbor, just reaching out across the lines. Brothers and sisters, there's all kinds of ways in which God will use us. He'll use us in the grocery stores, the gas stations. He'll use us wherever we are, the schools we are, the business offices. Just reaching out to another person can bring that person to life. Brothers and sisters, I really want to encourage you. Like St. Frances Cabrini, how much she learned what God wanted of her. And she didn't see possibly how she could do it. But she founded the Missionary Sisters of the Sacred Heart and accepted a call to the Italian immigrants of New York. Think, I've said this before, but think about that. What would that be like to you? It's a complete upheaval of your life. But she followed it. And look at the thousands of people who owe gratitude to her. May God bless you in the same way. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.